And what about those will kits you can buy or those sample wills you can print out and fill out? Are they valid? And I also want to ask, like, some people would like to handwrite their own will and possibly have it witnessed by a couple of people. What is the legalities of that?
So this is actually a very important question because the devolution of your succession depends on your will being valid. So I think the most rational way to present it is to first identify Quebec's recognized forms of will. Again, in Quebec, the civil code provides for three methods. So that is the holograph will. That's the will that you were talking about where you write it with your hand. Wills made in the presence of witnesses and the notarial will. So to be valid, and again, your wishes to be respected, each type of will has its own set of rules that must be followed. So looking at the simplest one first, we're going to address the holograph will. So it, again, it's the simplest form, and it actually costs nothing for you to make. So a holograph will is exactly like I said, it's made by your hand, and that means that it's actually written by your hand. So it can't be typed, it can't be written by somebody else. You sign it and date it, and there's no requirement for witnesses. So basically, you take a piece of paper, you write it your wishes, you want your property to be divided, and what you want to happen at your death. You put that day's date on it, you sign it, and that becomes your holograph will. So basically, you set that aside, and there's nothing else that you have to do with that at that time. And then the second form of will is the will that's made in the presence of witnesses. So like the holograph will, it can be written by hand. But in this instance, it's unlike the holograph will because it can be written by technological means. So that means it can be written by a typewriter, a computer, a form. You can write it yourself, or you can also have somebody write it for you. So for example, you could have it written by a lawyer. Again, keeping in mind that all the conditions for validity are still applicable. So before I talked about age, so again here age is applicable. And also if you have witnesses attest to it, those witnesses also have to be of full age. So in front of these witnesses who also cannot be beneficiaries. So for example, if a lawyer wrote it for you, you have to declare in front of two witnesses that the will the lawyer has written is your will, and each of you date and sign it at the same time. And then the last type of will, which is likely the most well-known type of will, this is the notarized will. So, of course, this will is drawn up by a notary. The notary verifies everything of validity to ensure that everything is met. Once the writing is complete, again, she must read it in front of its testator, that it is actually the consent of the person that this is their will. The will has been signed by the testator, the notary, and a witness provided by the notary. So unlike the previous two wills that would be validated before they can be given effect, a notary will is actually an authentic act, which means that it is more difficult to contest as it has a special status in terms of evidence. So shortly, to answer the question, it is possible to fill a form. However, it would be extremely diligent to first verify that it is a form that can apply in Quebec. So for example, if you bought the form in Ontario because it was English, sadly, it wouldn't consider Quebec law. So it may have issues during the homologation process, meaning the law may consider it invalid and consequently declare you dying intestate and thus decide how to devolve your succession. So always verify beforehand if you choose these types of forms.
So what if my situation would change, or maybe you change your mind about something? Can you make changes to a will after it's completed?
So when a person wants to make minor changes to their will, such as changing who they want to liquidate their estate, for example, they can simply write a codicil. So just as the will, the codicil can be holographic, witnessed, or even notarized. You can actually even choose to write your codicil in a different format than your original will, as long as they continue to comply with the same rules of validity. So for example, let's say your original will was written by a notary, but you decide to make changes to it by a holograph will. That's fine as long as you respect the conditions of validity for a holograph will. when a person wants to make major changes, for example, such as changing their heirs or their property devolution, it may be better to avoid confusion with a variety of codicils changing different clauses and actually just write a new will. So again, you can choose a form you prefer. It doesn't require that you choose the same format as you chose previously. However, the most important aspect here is to confirm that the previous will is revoked and will no longer apply. So, for example, if you decide this time you are actually going to write your will by hand, you have to ensure that you state, "I revoke all previous wills and codicils," to avoid any confusion and issues with homologation.
So once someone has their will, is there anything else on their part that they should have to do?
So as long as you have kept with the rules provided for in the Civil Code of Quebec, there isn't anything else required. If you have written your hand by will, you safeguard a copy in your personal belongings, but it's always a good idea to tell somebody where it is should they need to search for it upon your death. If you have it prepared by a lawyer or notary, they actually keep it in their own originals, in their own registers, and the liquidator can search it upon your death. For the liquidator or your heirs, however, they will be responsible for homologating your holograph or your will made in the presence of witnesses in order to give it effect.
Well, thank you, Angela. It's a lot of great information you've given to our audience regarding this topic. And of course, we'll have more topics coming in the weeks to come from Angela, a member of the Côte-Nord Community Justice Center. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you.